This goes to Dr. Kozlovski, Kozlovski, fax 989-463-1534, regarding Linda Davis, D-A-V-I-S, date of birth 4/26/1948. Dear Dr. Kozlovski, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Davis with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure, and COPD. Her last visit was October 24th of this year. Since that time, there was a spot found on her right lung with per CAT scan. And then she has seen Dr. Akkad. Actually, she will see Dr. Akkad 12/11 of this year. And she's going to see Dr. Obaid, the pulmonologist, today. She did have a MRI done when she was in the hospital for severe shortness of breath and was diagnosed with an exacerbation of COPD. The MRI was done 11/15 of this year, and it revealed no acute intracranial abnormality. Just some chronic microvascular ischemic changes were found. She also had a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis without contrast. That was done 11/7/23 and showed lung and airways. They found a spiculated mass in the right lower lobe encircling the right lower lobe bronchus, and it was measured at 3.8 by 3.3 centimeters. There were also peripheral infiltrates present, secondary to obstructive phenomenon. The left lung was clear. Then a PET scan was done, and that was done on 11/28/23, whole body PET scan from the base of skull to mid-thigh. And the chest showed very intense FD, F like Frank, D like David, G like golf uptake associated with the 3.8 by 3.3 centimeter perihilar right lower lobe mass, and ongoing opacification of the proximal right lower lobe bronchus, and the right lower lobe mass extended into the right hilum, but there were no hypermetabolic mediastinal or hilar lymph nodes seen. And the impression was consistent with malignancy unless proven otherwise. And the patient has been a long-term smoking and continues to smoke and states she's been told multiple times that she should quit but currently is not interested in quitting. Currently no chest pain or palpitations. She is short of breath with exertion but does not have oxygen on. And no nausea or vomiting, no bowel changes, blood or melena, no edema. Medication list is reviewed. She's on multiple inhalers. She's been started on Buspar, 5 milligram, 1 to 2 daily. Requip, 1 milligram, 1 to 2 daily. She's on prednisone, 20 milligrams. She has daily, and she has 3 days left of that. She's on Zithromax, 250 milligram daily. Tramadol is 50 milligram every 8 hours as needed for pain, and Norvasc 2.5 milligram once daily. Physical exam, weight 150 pounds, and that's a 7-pound decrease over the last 2 months. Pulse 71, oxygen saturation 89% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 128/64. A neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs have inspiratory rails on the right, and the left is diminished in the base. Abdomen or heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, flat, non-tender, and a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 11/18 of 2023, creatinine was improved at 1.9. Calcium 8.4, albumin low at 3.4, sodium 143, potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide 26. Estimated GFR is 28, that's also improved. Hemoglobin 9.5, previous level was 9.7, normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with slight improvement in creatinine levels and no progression and no indication for dialysis. 2, COPD secondary to prolonged smoking with new probable right lung carcinoma, according to PET scan and CAT scans. She will see Dr. Obaid today and Dr. Akkad next week for further evaluation and treatment. They, of course, will determine the further treatment necessary. And we'd ask her to continue monthly labs for us, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 to 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.